Hey everybody, it's me, Sunny, and welcome to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I know it's been a minute since my last episode where I was doing story time, speaking about my nephew, and also speaking about bringing people into your family dynamics, and be careful with who you bring around your family and who you invite in your family or in your space, because not everybody is there for you. People are there for a purpose. And sometimes the purpose isn't good. Sometimes the purpose is to bring harm to you. Sometimes the purpose is to bring unhappiness because they see you happy. Sometimes the purpose is to separate and divide you because they see the family or they see you with whoever you're around, you're united. Some people do stuff to you intentionally because they have nothing going on for themselves. And that last story before this episode was to say that my nephew, who just turned 50 this year, got involved with this really young girl who had no reason, he had no business even entertaining this young girl. This girl has so much going on. She had so much going on a negative point in her life where she don't know anything but survival. Because she didn't have the upbringing or she didn't have the family support as our family is. And so my nephew, with the way he was living and how he was doing women and how he think that the way he was living was righteous, God had a plan. And God's plan was to put her in his life. Because God knows this girl was not the person that he needed to be with, but he was going to show him the way you are and the way your life is not right. You're going to have to change your mindset. You're going to have to change your heart. You're going to have to change your morals. And the way he was living was not right. This girl was the person, she was a plant by God. The thing he did wrong was he ended up having babies with her, which is a part of who she is and also a part of who he is. So now both DNAs have mixed and they created babies. They had 5 kids together, but God took one because God knows that the darkness that baby was getting ready to come in. So God took that baby. And then she had another baby. So God brought that baby in to elevate the loss, but to also get them prepared for what was coming up next. And that's what happened. This is what's next. Probably 3 years later, after that second baby was born, everything for them has been going downhill. That's because both of them don't live right. But she was a plant by God so that he can open his eyes. And it's a true state about opening that third portal in your brain. So you can understand what you're doing isn't right. You love your family members, but you don't like them because of the things that they do, the choices that they make. I don't want to see anything happen to him, but I don't like how he was living. And I don't like the fact that he was bringing not just this girl, but he was bringing girls like her around our family when that's not our dynamics. And it's not to say that we're better, but it's to say that we know better. You can be better than others, but you can know better. We don't have to be better than anybody, but we know better. To be around certain people, that's not going to bring peace. That is going to bring chaos and draining situations and circumstances that we don't need. Right now in this world, we need to stay focused and we need to find peace right now because we don't know what to expect with the way the world is going right now, with the so-called people who's supposed to be leading for us, the government. We need to be trying to govern ourselves and our families. But he should have never got with her. But I know why. God put her there and she has shown our family time and time again that she is not someone that we want a part of our family dynamics at all. She comes from a family that is broken, that is filled with everything that you can name of that a child would have gone through. Drugs, alcohol abuse, sexual abuse, separation abuse, separation anxiety, losing loved ones left, you know, left and right by either drugs or violence, you know, incarceration. She comes from that. And I'm not saying our family is better, and I mentioned that before, but we know better. And then when you are in a survival mode 100% all the time, you don't know how to let your guards down around a family who doesn't have to be that way. So you come off very aggressive and you come off disrespectful, and this family is not going to tolerate it. But I wanted to come on and just in the story time, by just summing it up and coming to the end of that story time, to say that my nephew is still in the hospital. It's been a month. July 11th made one month that he's been in the hospital. And prior to it being a month, we had so much drama with the plant that God put in so that things can open. The Pandora box opened up for us to see how rude and disrespectful she is, how nasty she is, how she wanted to attack me and her sister to attack me. I'm 57 years old. I'm an elderly person. Okay? Society considers me elderly. But I'm not elderly by a long shot if someone tries to come up on me. But in society and with the law, I'm considered elderly by my age. So with her behaving like that, because she wants to know why I have to be up to the hospital every day, why my family have to be to the hospital every day, why she can't be up there by herself with him every day and we stay home and watch her 6 children. No, ma'am. That's not how it works. Those are your children. I'm not watching your children. I'm coming up here to watch my nephew and to see what's going on with him and to see why he's in this position and to see why he flatlined so instantly when he was home for 4 days and you knew he was sick and nobody cared to even call 911. You called 911 at the very last minute, and when they came to pick him up, he died as soon as he got in the hospital for 7 minutes, right? So that is why I'm here. And maybe that's why she didn't want me to be at the hospital every day, because maybe she was afraid that something would come up in his system and we would know about it. Maybe she wasn't prepared that we would find out that her and my nephew not married. Because that was the rumor. That's what we knew. That's what we were told. And that's what we were, that's what we heard, that they got married. Come to find out, they're not married. And they're not married because of my nephew's choice. If you're listening and you're young ladies and you go get married to the courthouse, or if you get married in your backyard, there is a license. It's a piece of paper with your name and the person you're marrying name. Y'all sign that. The person who performed the marriage, and like your pastor or whoever is doing it, they sign it. Either you let them mail it or one of you mail it so it can be recorded at the courthouse. If it doesn't get mailed by a certain time, baby, it expires and you're not married. It's not recorded, so you're not legally married. You can say you married all day. You can have the biggest wedding and spend tons of money on a wedding. But if that paper is not sent to the courthouse and recorded, baby, you're not married. Sorry. So it came out. They're not married. So all of this showed us exactly who this girl is. I never got involved with her. I never entertained her because she's a child to me. She's 28. My nephew 50. I'm 57. What I look like, you know, entertaining her. Now I will give her some encouragement, which is who I am and what I do. But sometimes you can't give people encouragement if they're not receptive to being encouraged. If you're telling them how they need to channel their anger and channel their emotions by meditating and doing things to keep you calm, and they turn around and call you a witch, they turn around and say you a bitch, and they turn around and tell you all these negative things to throw at you because this is how they're feeling and this is what they're dealing with, and then turn around and tell you they're jealous of you because you're able to be at the hospital every day and they can't because she got to be home to watch her 5 kids, because remember, God took one because God knew that baby was getting ready to be into some darkness. So this is what we were dealing with. But guess what? God is good. He's in control. We are praying family, and if we're not a praying family, we are definitely a spiritual family. Hey, call me a witch, because I do believe in the Most High, and I do believe in meditation, and I do believe in connecting spiritually. I'm not religious, I'm spiritual. And because I was showing that to her, she didn't know how to handle it. Because remember, God put her in place for a reason, to show us what was going on, to show us that they're not married, to show us that she's who she is, to show us that she come in the hospital high. Who does that? You know what I mean? So all of this is going on in the comfort of my oldest sister's home, while these two get to play around and play house, when you don't know what God's plan is. Because maybe in their mind, they probably thought my sister was going to transition because she's older. You don't know God's plan. God got a plan, baby. And we don't know it until it happens. So it reversed. Something happened to him. He caught pneumonia in his respiratory system. Shut him down for 7 minutes. Praise God. Now he's just getting back. He's been on a ventilator. He had to get a tracheotomy. He had to get a PEG. Tracheotomy is where they had to put the tube in the throat so that he could breathe through his throat. The PEG is where they have to put a tube in your stomach so that they could feed you. You don't know what God's plan is. She don't know either. She don't even know why she was had to come in his life. So he can open up his eyes and understand that whatever nastiness and whatever demise and whatever wrongdoing that you're thinking about, what you should get and what you should do and how you should treat people, and you think that that's going to roll out and flow the way you think it is, God is in control. Now with her, all of that happened. She tried to get the sister to jump on me, her and the sister, in the hospital with my nephew, in the room with him. That showed us right there she don't care about him, because she's angry with him. She's guilty about whatever was going on with them prior to that happening to him. She's guilty because she probably felt like if he would have died those 7 minutes and not be resuscitated, it would have been her fault. You see? It definitely would have been her fault. In her mind, it would have been her fault. Then that would have been, sorry about that, that would have been her reason to play victim and to use her histrionic behavior that she has so heavily, always wanting attention, always want things to be about her, because that was the whole situation. She wanted to be the one to be in the hospital only because she thought she was the wife. No, baby, you're not even the wife. You are who you are. You're a plant. You're an experiment from God. It's nothing going to come out of this. It's nothing going to come. You blessed to even have kids from him. But those kids are here for a reason. And we haven't quite found out why. And we haven't quite found out what's their purpose. But we're seeing it. Because majority of them, there are some things going on with them emotionally because of the situation. But you can't question God. You can't. You just have to pay attention to what he's doing. He's in control. But I want to end this to say that my nephew is pulling through, thank God. He is pulling through. After all that happened, we stay away from her because she still was carrying on, trying to block us from coming into the hospital, which opened up a lot of bull crap at that point. You know, talking crap to all my sisters who's old enough to be her grandmother, then getting slick at the mouth with me, getting slick at the mouth with my sister and my nieces. So it's like at this point, it's hands down from there. It's a wrap. You can't be disrespectful to people who is bringing you into their family. But that shows you who she is. She's not real. She's AI. artificial intelligence, and she's sent and brought to him by God to open his eyes. Now, when he comes out of this, and if he doesn't understand the second chance that he has, and I don't know what the plan is for God with once he comes out of this, and with her still over there with my sister, because she got those kids and she used those kids over my sister's head, because any grandparent is going to be concerned about their grandchildren, one of them not being her biological grandkids, but she took that kid in as if it was hers. But at the end of all of this journey that God has taken my nephew on, it's still a lesson learned for not just him, not just my sister, but for the family overall, so that we can understand we have to be very careful with who we bring around our family. I tell my son all the time, don't bring them girls around me. I'd rather talk to them over the phone because I can feel the energy through the phone, through the conversation. Don't bring them around me in person until I'm ready. Don't bring them around me in person until you have actually been with them at least 6 months. If you with them for 2 months and two weeks, and you want me to meet somebody, no, don't bring them around me. I'm sorry. Keep them over there. You continue to evaluate them on your own from afar. I'll evaluate them over the phone. Okay? Be careful who you bring around your family. But pay attention and understand God works mysteriously. He works miraculously. And he does things to get your attention. Have you ever been in a relationship? Let's do this really quick. And you're constantly in this relationship with this person, and this person keeps doing the same thing over to you. Let's say the person keeps smoking. You tell the person, stop smoking. I don't want you to smoke, whether it's weed, cigarettes, whatever. And you tell the person to stop smoking, and they keep telling you, I'm going to stop smoking. I promise I'm not going to do it, right? A couple days go by, you find cigarette butts. Couple days go by, they smell like smoke. Couple days go by, you walk up on them, they're in the car smoking. And who do you think keeps allowing you to find this out? Do you think it's by coincidence? Or do you realize God is putting all of this information in your face so that you can walk away from it? So you can understand this person is not for you. You can understand this person is not about to change his habits. So now he's putting it in your face to tell you, hey, this is not for you. This person is not for you. I don't know what else to show you other than just letting you see this person is still smoking. Now he'll do it in a command, chain of command, or let's say a schedule of a level. Let's put it like that, in a level of showing you from small all the way to extreme. And the extreme can be maybe that person have a heart attack because they've been smoking for so long, a mild heart attack or a mild stroke, so the person can understand how serious. But then they're still letting you know, hey, this is what's going on. This person is not trying to, you know, listen to what you're saying. They're not taking their health serious. Why should you take it serious? The other one could be you're in a relationship and this person is constantly being unfaithful to you. Constantly. You go to counseling, you all talk about it, and they tell you, oh, I'm gonna do better, I love you, I don't want to lose you, I want this relationship to work. But then God tells you, okay, this is not the person for you. I'm gonna show you this is not the person for you. So now, and then you don't even have to look for things, because you know, sometimes we get so insecure or we feel something in our gut. Men and women, we both feel it. Men feel it too, but men has a way of trying to ignore it because they don't want to face it. Women, we're gonna find out. If we feel it, we're going to check it out. We're going to make sure what we're feeling is what it is. Now God has to show you that this person is not for you. And how will he do that? He's going to show someone else that is very close to you of what the person is doing so that the message can get back to you. Whether you believe that person or not, that'll be one way. The other way would be the person appears wherever you are. Person either come to where you live or where you work, or eventually get your number and let you know, hey, this is what's this person been doing. If you think they're faithful, they're not. We've been seeing each other for a certain amount of time. He's telling me that you are someone else and you're not in a, he's not in a relationship with you. Whatever the case is. But this is a way for God to put things in your face so that you can understand how he's moving people out of your life. And we ignore them. I'm guilty. I've ignored it too, growing up. I'm older now to understand it, because that third portal has opened and I see a lot of things that I didn't see when I was younger. So I did wanted to come on just to close my story time by saying, please, people, please be careful who you bring in your family. And then those who are in the family, pay attention to whoever your family member is bringing around. That family member, understand how they are. If they're not a nice person, and the women they have or the men they have in their lives are not good people, because they're not good people or because they're doing things that's not good, you can't get mad at the person who they're bringing around. You really have to get mad at your family member, because they're the cause of all this. And they're the cause of all this because God had to send them a message to let them know, hey, I got to pump your brakes because you speeding. You speeding in a school zone. That's not what this is about. I can't keep letting you treat your mom like this. I can't keep letting you, you know, embarrass your family like this. I can't keep letting you set an example for your younger siblings or your younger cousins or relatives. I can't keep letting you do that. So I have to stop you, not take you, but I have to stop you. And you all, if you don't understand how the Most High God work, and if you don't understand how spirituality work over religion, pay attention. Pay attention. And this is not, I'm not preaching to anybody to tell them, oh, y'all need to get in the church, because I don't belong to a church. I belong to the word. I read it for myself and I understand it and I pay attention and I'm seeing it. He moves people in your life and he moves people out your life. Sometimes the people that come in your life is good. The purpose is good. And sometimes the people that he put in your life, the purpose is bad. But the purpose is for you to open your eyes and wake up and understand this situation needs to change. And if you don't change the situation, it is going to continue to happen. And it's going to continue to happen and it's going to get worse until he just say, you know what? I'm going to remove those who are affected by this the most out. And that can be taking a loved one, transitioning them because they don't deserve it. An older sibling, because they don't deserve this. So I'm going to take them away. And I don't think anybody is ready for their elderly family members to leave the planet. We need to spend as much time with them as possible. But I'm going to come back on and I'm going to talk about this generation right now. It is so bad to where the respect level is zero. And they feel like they are entitled for you to respect them. And you entitled to you for you not to tell them what to do, but for you to listen to what they're doing. For you to respect them because you don't understand them. For you not to tell them what to do because you're old. Because this is not the 60s or the 70s or the 80s or even the 90s anymore. That's what they say to you in a disrespectful way. That's what they say to you. But I could tell you this, it is a spiritual warfare going on for sure. But God is in control. So I thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to tune in on my next episode. Hey, I'm going to get better. I just got a lot going on because this situation with my nephew is still going on. We're praying. We're praying really hard. God is moving. God is on this journey and we're with him through this journey of recovering and healing battle with my nephew. And I want to thank you all. Be sure to be safe out there in these streets. Okay. And just like I say, pay attention to who's coming in your family. And who is coming in your space, whether it's in your family or in your space. It could be your friends, it could be your co-workers, and it can be your family members, it could be your neighbors.
Just be careful, okay? All right, beautiful faces, I'll talk to you guys in my next episode. Have a sunny day.